Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for joining us once again. You're listening to Eye on Houston. My name is Ellie Escobar, and today we're speaking with the superintendent of Catholic Schools, Ms. Deborah Haney. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be back on your show. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I know it's January, and I know people are like, what? Why do we need to start thinking about registering our kids again? It's only January. Give us a few minutes. But I think it's important to start early. That process starts, especially if you have little ones that you want to get them enrolled in school. You need to find out, you know, what they have to offer, how close is it to work, the drop-off time. So all of that is very important to parents when they start researching. And that's why I think it's very early on to talk about it in days like this in January, where you still have the time to go talk to these teachers, to visit the campuses. So here to give us all those details, welcome Ms. Haney. And tell us a little bit about this. How can we get this just started?
Sure. So luckily, we have Catholic Schools Week coming up. It's a national celebration where our Catholic schools join Catholic schools across the country, celebrating the value of a Catholic education. And with it are special activities and tours and open houses of all of our Catholic schools across the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston. So you can check a school's website, or you can even go to our website, and it has a listing of all of the open houses. And that's really the best way for a parent to figure out if a school is going to be a great fit for their family, to go and, like you said, visit the classrooms, talk to the teacher, get to know the principal, find out what kind of activities they have, you know, at the school, and, you know, is it going to match what your family's needs are? And certainly every school, just like every family, has, you know, certain needs that they have and certain services they can provide. And so it's really important to go and visit. And that open house is a perfect way to do that.
Perfect. And that happens January 30th through February 5th.
Yes. And so you would have to contact the schools to find out when their specific open house is, because they're not all on the same day.
Absolutely. One of the things that people ask is, you know, what sets Catholic schools apart from regular schools? I have a, you know, they say they think I have a public school right down the street. You know, why is it important for me to get information? Why should I consider a Catholic school for my child?
Sure. And I'm happy to speak to that, because I am a product of public school. And so I understand the public school, what they have to offer. I will say public schools, you know, for some families, it may be the right decision. But I believe that Catholic schools are the best decision because they offer not only smaller classrooms, but a more well-rounded education for students. The Catholic schools are looking to educate the body, the mind, and the spirit. And I think especially in this time in our society. It's important for moral character and for faith development to be a highlight and integrated throughout the day. And in a Catholic school, we give our kids that academic environment that empowers our students to really actualize their God-given potential and foster a love of learning. You know, it's a family environment. The teachers really care about their kids and their families. And I think that's important. We're all about bringing families together and building community. And I think that's important as well. And Catholic schools aren't just for Catholics. You know, I think they're Christian environments. We want people to learn about the Catholic faith while they're in our schools, but certainly open to all backgrounds and all faiths. And so I don't want that to be something that people think, oh, well, I can't consider it because I'm not Catholic. You can certainly.
Right. That was my next question. Those families that didn't necessarily grow up Catholic or are Catholic, I think they have maybe some questions like, is this right for my family, even though it's not Catholic or we're not Catholic, we're not practicing Christians. But I think, like you mentioned, it brings family together. And I think it teaches really the basics of, you know, just morals for the children, for the families, that a lot of them we share, you know, we share a lot of those morals and values in our families, which are important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think Catholic schools have had a history of academic excellence and, you know, our kids score well on their testing and they are accepted easily into the high schools of their choice or the colleges of their choice, which is great for that academic upbringing. But most importantly, looking at the moral fiber and the citizenship and the way that we learn to treat other people with integrity and with fidelity. And I think that's what our Catholic schools bring. They just bring the whole child into the classroom. It's not just the academic piece. And so we're big on service and giving service to the community. And I think a lot of times our kids in our culture right now are very self-centered and focused. It's all about what's in it for me. And our Catholic schools try really hard to let them look beyond themselves and to see how they can serve their community. And I really think that that's how our kids grow and mature, is to look outside of themselves. So our Catholic schools, you know, do try to provide the academic piece, the spiritual piece, the service piece, just to really let our kids have a more comprehensive view of how they can be successful in society and in their future.
I love that. And I love how you mentioned that you are a product of public schools and you're able to see both of them. Like, you grew up in a public school, but now that you're the superintendent for Catholic schools, and you can really like talk about the difference and the change that, you know, I'm sure like in that you have in your family where you saw it and you said, you know what, I think this is better for my children and I like it better. And so I love that you're able to speak of it, you know, not only as a superintendent, but as a parent as well.
Absolutely. And I will say too, that, you know, when I was in public school, I'm going to age myself here, but mm-hmm. you know, we were still able to pray in the morning and we were still able to talk about God. And right now in our public schools, they can't do that. And I as a parent and as an educator and as a person, I just can't imagine living my life on a day-to-day basis without Christ at the center all the time. And our Catholic schools give our children that training about always keeping Christ at the center of your life. And with all that we're dealing with now more than ever,
yes,
our faith is so important. And so, you know, I think if our public schools, unfortunately, the changes in our public schools, in my opinion, have not been all that beneficial for our kids.
Right. So. It's been tough. And like you said, with everything that we've been dealing, and I do want to touch a little bit of, you know, on that topic. One of the things that you did mention is smaller classrooms, which is also beneficial right now that we're seeing this pandemic. We don't really see an end to it. And it's still a concern for parents in public schools. And that's really one of the big takeaways, that you have smaller classrooms as well. And how are you dealing with this whole pandemic in your classrooms, in your schools?
I will say I'm really proud of our Catholic schools because since 2020, we haven't skipped a beat. We went very quickly into virtual learning with our students, and then we were back in the classroom in August of 2020. We were back in the classroom, you know, and how important that was for our students to be back together and interacting with one another. So for the entire school year last year, and then of course this school year with 21-22, still in person. And it has been a struggle, especially this year. I know everybody's seen the news about substitutes and keeping the faculty and staff able to function and teach the students. And we certainly have had similar challenges, but very grateful that our schools have remained open and kids are continuing to learn. We've had to, you know, pull people who wouldn't normally be in the classroom, the counselor or, you know, specialist to our classrooms to help cover those classrooms when teachers are out. But we've been able to manage it so far. And I can't give enough kudos to our principals and to our teachers for just how hard they're working to make sure that our students' learning and health is the most important thing. They're still continuing to sanitize their classrooms and they're still making sure that they're socially distancing when possible. We have a masks optional policy at most of our campuses. There are a couple where COVID was increasing, so they put masks back on. But I really am impressed by how well our schools have done, and that's all due to the teachers and the principals and their work with our kids. So very, very proud.
Awesome. And I think that teaches the children as well. It's you're a family and that's what you teach, that, you know, as a family, you come together and you try to help everybody at every moment. Like you said, a lot of the teachers, counselors filling in when it was needed. And I think that that serves and teaches like a good example to the children as well. So I think that's very important. Once again, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Ion Houston. My name is Ali Escobar. We're speaking to the superintendent for Catholic Schools, Ms. Deborah Haney. And let's talk a little bit about the community and how the community can get involved, just continuing to be a part of it. You don't necessarily have to have a child that goes to any of these schools, but you could definitely be part of the Catholic schools community, and how can they do this?
Sure. There's all kinds of opportunities, especially coming up in the next couple of months. I know we just finished the Houston Marathon, and one of our Catholic school graduates was the fastest American at the race. So we're very proud of him, Frank.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we are very proud of him.
That is amazing.
It is. So he made us, he is a graduate. His sister's a graduate and was a teacher in one of our schools. So anyway, that's exciting. But in that same category of news, every year, every February, we have a 5K, which is a sanctioned race, which qualifies you for the bigger marathons. And it's called Steps for Students. And this year is on February 12th. It's downtown. And you can go online and register at steps4students.org. And it's just $20 right now. The price will go up at the end of January to $30. And if you don't feel like being in a big crowd, you can hit the snooze button for students just to support our Catholic schools. But it's a huge event. There's typically anywhere between 8 and 10,000 people that come out for the race. It's the largest Catholic event in the state of Texas, for sure. Just a lot of community. So Howdy from the rodeo is going to be there. So we'll have some mascots out there cheering on the runners. And it's just it's a fun event. You can do a 1K as a family if you want to do that also. Mm-hmm. You can walk, you can run, but it is a sanctioned race. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great opportunity for people to see our Catholic schools in action. There's a little village after the race where you can go and look at the different schools that are out there and ask people questions and talk to families. If you've been considering a Catholic education for your children, it's a great chance to talk to people from a ton of different schools because all the schools are there represented. So that's one way that parents can get involved. A second way that the community can get involved, parent or not, is through our luncheon that's coming up on March 22nd. It's called A Pattern of Hope, and it is, tickets are also available on our website at choosecatholicschools.org. And it's a time to come where we highlight the things that are happening in our Catholic schools and just share the good news about Catholic education. And you can have lunch while you're there. So talk to people and just learn a little bit and support Catholic schools. So those are the two upcoming ways. But of course, we always love to have people visit our schools to come to any special events they're having, or if they want to volunteer, they can do that. So always a way to get involved with Catholic education in the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston.
Wonderful. And all the information for both of these events, it's up on their website, choosecatholicschools.org. Is that correct?
It is. Yes.
And that's where they can also register for the luncheon and the steps for students.
Mm-hmm. What they'll do is there is a separate Steps for Students website that you can get to from the Choose Catholic Schools website. Okay. And that's where you can register for Steps for Students. So
wonderful. Again, speaking with Superintendent for Catholic Schools, Ms. Deborah Haney, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for inviting the parents that are listening. Those that are looking for schools right now, I think, you know, I know I mentioned it earlier that it's only January, but then some of them say, yeah, but it's only January. We need to hurry up. So definitely take your time in researching the schools, sit down and meet with the counselors. You know, you could walk the schools if you choose, whichever is closest to you. How many schools are they throughout the city? They're pretty much everywhere, correct?
We're over 8,800 square miles. Wow. There's 56 schools in 10 different counties and 20 something different cities and school districts. So anywhere from Galveston to Conroe to Rosenberg to Baytown, we're all over the place. So of course, within the city of Houston.
Of course.
So there's a Catholic school near you. You just have to check it out.
Definitely. ChooseCatholicSchools.org is a website for that information. Don't miss National Catholic Schools Week, January 30th, goes through February 5th. All the information, once again, ChooseCatholicSchools.org. Ms. Deborah Haney, thank you. Always a pleasure speaking with you and for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
My name is Eli Escobar, and you're listening to Eye on Houston. Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules.
and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.